The Summer Tale, Deus Hic, Part 1. Rome is the ham home of ice cream, and for generations, burghers and pilgrims elite, this glad folk in joy and bliss, have forsaken dessert at the inn for the simple plaisance of sitting outside with a takeaway cone. The last pope, Papa Johannes Paulus Tveia, a priest holy and gay, used to have tubs of his favorite flavor, marron glacé, delivered to his summer residence. Thank it be God in vele and abundanza. But if his successor, Pope Benedict XVI, was to see how Polish ice cream compares during a viage trip here this week, get us some meter and drinker and make us cheerer, he is likely to be appeared, a bit disappointed. For many a pasty has stove, cakes and ice cream can easily go off in summer temperatures, and they can pose a danger to health that have been tweezed hoot and tweezed cooled, a spokeswoman for local health bailiffs quote to Agence France Presse. That's why we're banning takeaway sales on the day many pilgrims will be arriving in Varovice. And that isn't all that has made it on the list of avoided banned items. Areas that the Papa will visit her, including the cities of Warsaw and Krakow, will be dry, with a ban on all liquor sales while the Papa is in town. For God's love, drink more atemporally. Polish menace of law saying the ban is in place to maintain public order and as a mark of respect for the pontiff. No drinker wish that Mirtehem drunke marker, but there in abstinence and prayer and worker. Papa Benedict XVI himself will be offered both red and white wine. Deus hic, quod he, God is here, as he attends houses of office stocked with plenty, a series of solemne gala sopers, according to local media voice reports. Television advertisements for liqueur have also been banned, along with those for contraceptives, lingerie and tampons. Chas was man in paradis certain, there is always the risk that the faithful may feel hurt. How many maladies fall when of excessor and of golden ears, if programming devoted to the Pope's visit, wedded to poverty and continence, to charity, humbless and abstinence, is interrupted by frivolous ads. The body's eye so ready and penible, the heed of advertising for Telewizja Polska, the state-run TV network, told the Associated Press news agency. BBC News, 25th of May, 2006. Here is endeth the Summer Tale.